Well, Steve, what's your overriding emotion after that?
Well, a frustration and a disappointment, of course, because we've lost our home record, which we were clinging on to. But overall, disappointed and frustrated because I don't think we deserve to lose, but our performance wasn't as good as what I would have liked. You know, we give away the possession of the ball too easily. And again, the big Achilles heel, though, is we've had four or five opportunities to score. And, of course, that is the biggest frustration of all. You know, some of the deliveries from set pieces, you know, are right bang on the money. And we haven't done enough to put it in the back of the net. And that is obviously where a big Achilles heel, because we get punished at the other end and we can't score a goal.
I don't know what happens in the second 45. I mean, you've always got to give the opposition credit, of course, but you seem to have problems with a 90-minute performance at the moment.
Well, 45 minutes we were okay. I wouldn't say it was any great shakes. And to be fair to Ipswich, in the first 10, 15 minutes of the second half, they had their best spell, which even then my goalkeeper hasn't made a save. You know, they've had maybe one chance. But, you know, we've made a mistake defensively in the last 10, 12 minutes. And it's turned into one of them awful afternoons where you don't deserve to lose, that's for sure, but we've got to improve. Certainly, we've got to improve with the ball and create more opportunities because, the big problem, obviously, is we don't score enough and we'll have to try and address that.
Do you think Lady Luck's not on your side at the moment?
Well,
because you were frustrated at Nottingham Forest as well.
Well, we didn't deserve to lose, that's for sure. And again, individual error has cost us. So, you know, we'll have to try and get that back. And we've turned around quickly on Tuesday night. You know, we need to turn around quickly. And can we go and get a result on Tuesday?
I know it's new to you, but for Villa fans, conceding late goals has been a real problem since day one of this season. That's something else that you're going to have to overcome.
Well, look, you know, we'll have to go and overcome a lot at the minute. It's not, you know, nobody would envisage that Aston Villa would be in the bottom half of the Championship. That's where we're at the moment. So we have to batten down the hatches, work hard, stay with it. The supporters are excellent. They were excellent in the thousands again today. So, you know, we've got to keep plodding away. We've brought in another five or six players. I've seen glimpses of them that they'll be okay. So we've got to stay with it.